Live from Common Ground here, it's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. The local hip-hop collective, the Blat Pack, will take the stage on Sunday here at Common Ground. Three members of the Blat Pack stopped by WKAR's Current State studio to talk Michigan hip-hop and to share some music. To start us off, here's a track called Still by Blat Pack member Yellowcake.
You regret it, no. I don't care what he told ya. He's still in love with me. He's still in love with me. He said he'd forever be my soldier. He's still in love with me. He's still in love with me.
That's the singer Yellowcake performing Still from the EP The Batter, and Yellowcake and two other members of the hip-hop collective, the Blat Pack, join me now. Yellowcake, James Garden, and Joshua Smith, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I'd like to visit with each of you so our listeners can get to know each of you a little bit. Yellowcake, tell us briefly about yourself and your music.
I am from between Ohio and Michigan here in East Lansing. Went to school at East Lansing High School and MSU and all that. I've been singing for a very long time, all sorts of genres, so that's kind of reflected in my music. But I'm mostly soul-based.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joshua Smith?
Yes. From Detroit. I came to Michigan State in 2003. I actually graduated with a broadcast journalism degree.
Okay.
That I don't use. For me, my musical roots go back to my great-grandfather. He was the executive musical director for Motown, Maurice King, and that kind of is the bloodline for what I do. My dad's a gospel singer. I was a producer for a couple years, and then I decided that I wanted to exclusively be a rapper in hip-hop around 2005, so it's been 8 years of that now.
And James Garden.
Yeah, hello, I'm James Garden. I was born in Landstuhl, Germany, raised in Arizona, then moved to Michigan. My musical roots, I guess, sung in a choir for a while, so gospel roots are definitely in it. And then I fell in love with hip-hop around probably third grade, actually. So started writing secretly, and then now I'm here, and I have songs that
I share. How old are each of you guys? Yellowcake?
Oh. We got to do ages.
I'm 26.
26?
I'm the oldest. I'm 28.
James is 28. Joshua?
27.
Have you guys, explain what Blat Pack is and what Blat stands for, Joshua.
Okay. Well, funny enough, we used to have a social group of all the artists that we always used to call each other the Rat Pack.
Sure.
And so Blat is kind of a portmanteau of black and rat. So Blat Pack.
What is a portmanteau?
When you take two, like, okay, as an example, Californication.
Okay.
Would be,
yeah, okay.
When you put two words together.
Gotcha.
Oh. You know, for us smart ones out there, giving the new vocabulary.
So it was really triggered by the Rat Pack.
Yeah. We just had a kind of, you know, with the artists in the area, we came to each other's shows. We would always support each other. And then eventually that grew into a friendship where we always hung out. And it was like a social event every time we went out.
Gotcha. So. And Yellowcake, what is a music collective exactly?
A collective is a group of different, well, in this case, different artists. And not necessarily just rappers for us. Although this collective is hip-hop based, we also have producers. We have one other vocalist other than myself. We've got writers.
And y'all work with each other.
Yeah, yes. We all work together. But we're all solo artists.
Mm-hmm.
And we all put out solo projects. So it's kind of weird because people are like, oh, so you're in a rap group? It's like, oh, not really.
It sounds like a great way to trigger ideas. You're just around. How many people are in the collective all together? Is it just you guys or a bunch more?
It's like 10, 11?
Artist-wise, it's 11.
Yeah.
That so sounds like a 13. Lot of stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds
like 15.
15.
15, 16.
And it was a lot more when
it
we
was
started.
23 at one point.
Wow. Joshua, tell us about the hip-hop scene here in Michigan and in the Lansing area. Would you say it's Is it thriving? Is it overlooked? What?
It's thriving. It's dynamic at the same time, though, so it's always changing. I know when I first came to be a part of the Lansing scene, I liked the contrast between it and Detroit because Detroit was experiencing kind of an old guard being in play, so it was harder being a younger artist and having the opportunities to hone my craft and to perform. Whereas in Lansing, over there on Max Bar, Michigan Avenue, that opportunity was there, whether it was open mic and actually being a featured artist with the Hip Hop Monthly we had, Respiration. Those opportunities were much more readily available, and I felt comfortable being able to grow in Lansing. And if we wanted to touch on the current scene, I'm starting to see that same resurgence with a lot of the younger artists that are coming in and also doing what we did about 5 or 6 years ago. And it's good now to be considered a veteran so you can guide them in the direction that you once were looking for guidance. So I think that it's something about Michigan hip-hop that around the world people are intrigued by. Mm-hmm. And because the cohesion is starting to come together, a lot more artists are getting the opportunity to be heard and showcased.
You're saying Michigan hip-hop has an identity or there's an awareness of Michigan hip-hop around the world?
Yes.
Yes. In Europe and in Africa, they love... Well, first of all, Jay Dilla. Who's an iconic Detroit producer, and not just Detroit, he's just iconic in general. Black Opera,
Clear Soul Forces.
So an awful lot is happening in
yes.
Michigan.
Yeah.
It has its own kind of profile.
Yeah.
You initially had some frustration in pursuing music as a career and decided to study fashion, I'm told. How did you find your way back to music?
You know what? Rodney Whitaker, who is the head of the amazing jazz program here, he's kind of like an uncle of sorts, and he really encouraged me when I was, feeling dissatisfied. He really encouraged me to come to the jazz studies program here and to audition for it, and I did, and even though I didn't finish jazz studies, it's taught me a world of things about myself and how to be the artist that I want to be. So that's kind of how they did. And I just want to make a little note about the Michigan hip-hop scene. Me being a vocalist in Lansing, there really is no soul scene here, and it's like impossible. So the hip-hop scene has really embraced me. And I love doing hip-hop shows. I actually kind of hate R&B shows because people like to sit down and like clap and drink wine.
James Garden, your bio reads that after the successes of Kanye West's album, The College Dropout, you decided to be yourself more in your music. How did your music change after that decision?
Okay. Before College Dropout came out, and there's also a couple other albums, but College Dropout was like the main one that made me realize I can talk about my life normally and not have to put on a facade. Before then, my music was essentially about beating guys up and taking away their girlfriends. Anyone that meets me now will not believe that. They will be like, no, you didn't rap about that. And I'm like, yeah, this is exactly what I rapped about. And I wore 2 do-rags under a fitted cap with rubber bands on my pants. But College Dropout was such a great album to me because it's like, it's just Kanye talking about regular stuff, going to the mall, and just like insecurities and, hating his job. And like, but he made it creative. He made it enjoyable. And he didn't have to compromise who he was, which I hope Kanye hears this.
Didn't have to create a persona.
Exactly. He could just be Kanye.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so after listening to that album, I literally, when I bought it, I went home, sat in the living room on the floor, played it with nothing on, and played it all the way through. And I was like, this is great. And I was like, my life was changed. I was like, I don't have to rap about beating guys up and taking their girlfriends.
Wow.
So that's when the switch happened.
Let's listen right now to James Garden and Sometimes from the EP, A Little Light For You.
Sometimes you gotta get to the sun. Sometimes it's gonna feel so hopeless. Sometimes it feels like it just died. I'm just a happy-go-lucky. They're like, man, he's so lucky.
cause I won't let the savage world gon' budge me. I know every eye in this planet gon' judge me, but it's so sad how they act so ugly. And they keep a blind eye to their own filth, but I just wash my hands, turn on their botch plans, and follow God's commands, cause honestly...
That was Lansing's James Garden, and Sometimes from his EP, A Little Light For You. Joshua Smith, your music really focuses on raising collective consciousness. Mm-hmm. How do you express that message?
Well, when my stage name was Jay Young the General, we put out a couple of EPs called Black History Year 1 and 2, and that was just a platform to talk solely about social issues in the black community. And that's a part of my career that I'm always going to be fond of, because we don't have enough of that in today's mainstream music or even in today's independent and underground scene. There's just not a lot of focus on what a lot of artists like Ice Cube and N.W.A. were talking about in the early 90s. So the difference with the final season that makes me happy is that I can merge that in with my personal experience. So it feels stronger because it's part of a greater narrative now. So it's one thing if this rapper tells you all these things about his community from the perspective of a historian, but if he's telling you, like, I lived through it, I see it, I've read about it, I've studied it, that is what I am, then I think people have a greater attachment to it. So collective consciousness is just kind of getting everybody to be more aware of their surroundings and how they play a part in it.
Now, do you see collective consciousness rising in the world? I mean, are you more encouraged or are you more discouraged?
I just had a talk with my mom about this, because obviously one of the hot button topics in the black community is the Trayvon Martin trial.
Right.
And that's one of those things that's discouraging to me. But at the same time, I'm encouraged, because even the fact that we're in the studio right now is not something that would have occurred 50 years ago. So when you think of it in that perspective, you see that there is a lot of positive upswing in the community, and especially minority cultures, African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, etc., where people have the ability to gather and make a positive difference in their communities. That's always, I think that the youth is more engaged now, I guess is what I'm getting at. But it's still discouraging, because we have all these resources like social media that we just use to mess around with, when there could be some real activism to be done, and you just don't see it like you know the potential is there to see it.
The Blat Pack will take the stage at the Common Ground Festival on Sunday night at the GM Pavilion stage. We've been visiting with Yellow Cake, James Garden, and Joshua Smith, and let's wrap up with Joshua's track Off the Couch featuring Shell from the LP The Final Season. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can spin a little dough, right? Rock with the cold tight BBS swims on the whip, so we roll right. Dollar clip underneath the belt, keep the dough right. So nice, catch me on the run from the pole lights. So nice in my pocket squared. Catch the stairs from these out of pocket squares. Check my suit pocket, got a Glock in there, cause the one that Taylor made was out of pocket squares. Yeah, my entendres is tripled up, the shots tripled up, the bras triple up. Tell the owner we'll be there in a minute. VIP Belvedere and some women. Not a fan of expensive stuff, but every night we go home.